Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
These are the top three worst signing slash moves of the 2024 NFL free agency. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors over at Pinnacle. Pinnacle is the world's sharpest sportsbook and available to bettors in Ontario. Find out what professional bettors have known for the last 25 years. Everyday competitive odds, your trusted sportsbook. Bet smart. Bet Pinnacle. Must be 19 plus in Ontario. Please play responsibly and not available in the U.S. All right, Eric, you gave me a list of your three least favorite signings and or moves of this free agency so far. And the three on the list are Marcus Davenport going to Minnesota, 1 year, $6.5 million. Gabe Davis going to Jacksonville for a 3 year, $39 million deal. And then the last one is a little bit more controversial. Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta on a 4 year, $180 million deal. I'm curious to hear about all three, but most curious to hear about Kirk Cousins. Eric, tell us a little bit about why you don't like these moves.
Well, yeah, the Vikings have had a great offseason by virtue of the fact that Davenport went from Minnesota to Detroit. Kirk, the chains are gone. He's gone from Minnesota. He's left Eden Prairie for Buckhead, Georgia, here in Atlanta. Look, Kirk Cousins gave a 90-second video today in a tribute to Minnesota. Not once in that entire video did he say, "I'm sorry, you signed me. You took over. I took over an NFC Championship participant team, and we never even made it back to that game in six seasons. They won one playoff game with him as the quarterback." Now, for the Falcons, they haven't won more than seven games since 2017. Look, he might be the perfect guy to get to that eighth win. I grant that. But long-term, they're sitting at position eight in the draft. This is a draft where you can access a quarterback in the top three or four picks with a trade. You can get Penix, you can get Nix somewhere later, even a guy like Rattler later in the draft. This was the year to kind of re-up and actually give a good old college try at the quarterback position for the Falcons. And I think they kind of took the safe route with Cousins. And to me, there's just zero evidence that that is going to work in the modern NFL. I think with Davenport, you know, he just is injury prone. He's shown flashes, obviously. A first-round pick out of UTSA has had moments in the NFL, but last year, just injury prone, was not reliable. To me, that one wasn't a particularly strong effort there by Detroit, who normally does a pretty good job. And Gabe Davis, anytime you watch the Jacksonville offense last year, they just struggled just needing easy plays on offense. Trevor Lawrence takes three-step drop and hit an open receiver. And Gabe Davis, to me, was just another YOLO 50-50 ball type of wide receiver that I just don't think is what Jacksonville needs. I think he can fit in an NFL offense. I just don't know if that was the offense for him to want to go to make it better.
Yeah, and a guy who, like, I guess the logic behind it was that he could stretch the field, but he's also really struggles to kind of win one-on-one. Like you said, he's a big 50-50 YOLO ball kind of guy. I'm curious to see the comment section after the Kirk Cousins take, but I'm here for it. Sumo, let's move on to you here. Your three least favorite signings of free agency so far. You had Patrick Queen going to Pittsburgh for 3 year, $41 million. You didn't really like that one. Kenneth Murray to the Titans at 2 years and $50 million. And then the last one, I know you're a big Jets fan. Curious to hear your take on it. Tyrod Taylor signing as the backup quarterback in New York for a 2 year, $18 million deal. Tell us why you don't like these.
So the Jets have a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury that might run for vice president this season. And their fallback option insurance at quarterback is Tyrod Taylor for 2 years. I don't get that at all. Like, get Jameis Winston in there, get Jacoby Brissett for a year. But I don't know why they signed Tyrod Taylor. Maybe it's because Aaron Rodgers knows that even on one leg, Tyrod Taylor will not look better than him. I don't know. Didn't really make that sense to me. Then Kenneth Murray, do you know or do you remember that Sandra Bullock blind meme from Bird Box? Yes. I mean, that's Kenneth Murray on play action. Well, he has been for 4 years now. Like, arguably the worst linebacker in the NFL over the last 4 years. The only reason that he played was because he had that first round pedigree, and Tom Telesco traded up for him into the first round in the draft. And the Titans, like Eric said, they gave up Al-Shahir for like 11.3 APY and signed Murray for like only 2 million max value less. Does not make any sense to me. Patrick Queen, actually, I saw today that that contract is basically a one-year plus contract, so I'm not as down on that, but I think that Patrick Queen is massively overrated due to playing next to Roquan Smith. Before Roquan came to Baltimore, Queen looked very lost at the position, and I did not like him at all, so maybe they really bought high after playing next to Roquan Smith.
Yeah, and 3 years, $41 million is a pretty rich deal here for Patrick Queen. TA, let's go to you for your three least favorite signings of free agency so far. Two of them being running backs, DeAndre Swift heading over to Chicago for a three-year, $24 million deal. And then this one, Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay. I think you don't like it for two reasons. One is the deal of 4 years, $48 million, but it also leads to Aaron Jones being cut. So that one was a little bit of an interesting move there. And then finally, Jordan Brooks heading to Miami on a three-year, $26 million deal. Kind of break down these least favorite signings of yours.
Yeah, and I'll say just in general, I thought that I think teams are learning a little bit more. I didn't find as many big mistakes as I normally, I think, would see. So I think just in general, teams are getting a little bit smarter about free agency. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure Eric has better numbers on that. But it just feels like there's less really bad deals than in the past. But I hated the DeAndre Swift kind of the first. I think that was the first free agency signing that we saw a couple of days ago when everything was announced, and you know, giving Swift that like $14 million guaranteed. First of all, I don't think he was that good last year. He was fine, but you're running behind an elite offensive line. You have Jalen Hurts back there to can create lanes with that offense, and he was just okay. Like if you look at some of his advanced numbers, his missed tackles per attempt were kind of league at average for a running back. His explosive run rate was average. He was just okay, but I just didn't think that Chicago really needed to do anything at running back. They drafted Rashawn Johnson last year, and he was fine. Khalil Herbert, I think, is still undervalued. He's 25% missed tackle rate compared to Swift's 19%. Now, obviously, on less carries, but he's proven to be a home run hitter. He can force misses. His yards per carry, 4.6, is actually ahead of Swift's last year. I thought the combination of the two were just perfectly fine. You didn't have to do anything there. So to come out of the gates and go after Swift just didn't make a lot of sense to me. And then with Jacobs, it's the combination of Jacobs has a lot of tread on his tires the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Just the Raiders kind of ran him off the cliff. And so this is about the time that, you're going to see steep drop in production. We saw that early in last season, especially. And it's just hard for me to believe that he's going to continue to produce at a high level. And, he got multiple years here. And obviously that led to, hoping that Aaron Jones would take a 50% pay cut, which I thought was egregious. Jones is one of the rare guys who's, as good of a receiver as he is a runner out of the backfield, which is obviously highly valuable. And we saw, him and Jordan Love led that offense at the end of the year. And in the playoffs, they were a hot team, and he was a big part of that. Five straight 100-yard games to end the season, and is very valuable out of the backfield. So I don't see any reason why a team like that had to ask for such a huge pay cut for a second straight season for Jones. And again, to replace him with Josh Jacobs, I didn't like that move. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that move at all for them. So, and then the last one was Jordan Brooks. I've never liked Jordan Brooks. I don't think he's good in coverage. All of his, advanced numbers that I've seen has been pretty poor. And, Miami did a lot. They obviously lost Christian Wilkins up the middle. They lost Jerome Baker, who's a better linebacker than Brooks. And they spent their money on two linebackers with Brooks and Anthony Walker. It was fine. Anthony Walker was, a good player for the Browns, and it's a reasonable contract. But Brooks, I just didn't see it at all, and I thought they overpaid. And, when you're a team that is strapped for resources, the last thing you really want to do is just load up at the linebacker spot. So I didn't like that one at all for Miami.
Yeah, and we'll get into our favorite and least favorite moves from a team perspective in a couple videos shortly here. So make sure you're liking and subscribing to these videos over on YouTube so you can catch the next one here. Before you go on your way out, comment below your least favorite signing of this NFL free agency offseason so far. We'll see you guys in the next one.